Happy Tuesday, everyone that's listening out there in Radio Land. Welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here live on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download an app by the name TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Or just call in and be a part of the conversation today by calling 740-383-9944. That is if you have any questions about the subject that we're talking about, or you would like to make some comments. Again, this is Linda Sims live here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. Okay, now, are you a part of the countdown for 2022? You know, I've been doing this for a couple months now, and here we are, 31 days left in the year 2021. So that means one more month, right? 24 days from Christmas Eve and 25 days from Christmas. Boy, it's almost over, and it is moving fast. And 31 days before the first of 2022. One thing I don't want to take into 2022 is COVID. I just don't think we're going to have any choice in that matter. Let me share with you those who faithfully supported Voice of a People. And that starts with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce, every third Saturday of every month. This will be the last one for the year, not just because it's December, bro. And this will take place December the 18th, begin at noon until 2 p.m. Now, we're still in holiday season, and if you know of someone who can benefit from the free produce, please give them this message. Now, they will not resume again until April 2022. So make sure you take advantage of this on December 18th. That's my firstborn's birthday. Wow, she'll be, well, we won't talk about that. Okay, we have Inspect Ohio, LLC. Your one call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. Cheryl Lee, location LaRue, Ohio, telephone number 740-262-0939. I like to start my show off with a thought for today, and it begins, create continuously. Every day is an opportunity to be creative. The canvas is your mind. The brushes and colors are your thoughts and feelings. The paranormal is your story. The complete picture is a work of art called my life. Be careful what you put on the canvas of your mind today. It matters. Or any day, it matters what's on your mind. I have a fill-in today. My colleague, whom I've been knowing for the past 7 years, Terry Tackett. How are you doing today, Terry?
I'm doing wonderful, Linda. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I like that on spot having someone here. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So I know we're talking about the holiday season. My guest yesterday had given some tips about how to uplift yourself during the holiday. Mm-hmm. And Terry was just saying he just did not feel the same way as he used to about holidays. And we want Terry to elaborate on that just a little bit.
Sure. Well, Obviously, as a child growing up, the holidays always meant a lot to me, you know, and I loved them. But, of course, as we get older, you know, and things happen and things like that, sometimes you don't have that same feeling. And it happened to me about 4 or 5 years ago. I was really into them. About 4 or 5 years ago, I had a couple of tragedies there within months apart, basically, of one another. And it just kind of changed my outlook on everything. My mother passed first, and then within 8 or 9 months after she passed, and my fiance had passed. So from that day forward, it's just kind of been, I don't want to say another day, but it just, I just haven't had the same spirit as I've had before.
Wow.
I mean, I don't try to damper anyone else's holidays, but right. They just don't mean to me as much as, if that makes sense, you know, I mean.
Yeah, it does make sense, because someone, maybe not just one, but two people that you really loved and really cared about, that really help to bring you joy,
yeah,
you know, and a reason to be happy, yeah, about the holidays, is they're no longer here to do that for you.
Right, because I know with me, I always seen the joy and the passion in their eyes, which made me feel good, you know.
Right, right.
And I mean, of course, we all know what the reason is for the season, and I'm not trying to take away from that, you know, is that we know, we understand that that's the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I know that's very important, and it's very important to me too, you know, that we celebrate that. But also too, I think it, personally, you know, you could have some meaning to it as well, and that was my personal meaning, was that, you know, is I just enjoyed seeing the joy and the passion from those guys, because they both were really, really into the holidays, and I loved it, you know, seeing them so happy about it, made my spirit kind of, you know, more enthusiastic, and, you know, things like that. And,
I get it. Yeah. I really do. I get it. Yeah.
I guess from a standpoint, I'm sorry, Lynn, I mean to cut you off here, but I guess from a standpoint, it's a little different if somebody has, like, say, a divorce or something, because you can still see that person. You know, you may not necessarily want to celebrate the holidays with them, but at least if you have children, you have that common denominator, you know, or whatever, where you can, but when you lose people, tragic, you know, I mean, then, you know, you're really, like in my case, I mean, I had no kids or anything, so it's like, that was kind of all I had, I want to say, you know, I mean, I got a couple other siblings and stuff, and I got some nieces and nephews, but just not the same as having those two.
Right, because you have a different love for your mother.
Sure,
sure. You have a different love for your fiance.
Absolutely,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So there is a big difference, but, you know, I remember being separated from my first husband. It was awful. I didn't even have enough money to have gifts for my own children for Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, and that hurt so bad. And I was just thinking about that experience just the other day. But I made sure it was the last that we spent like that. I mean, I was just crushed.
Yeah.
And I think about other mothers that may be out there struggling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, trying to make ends meet and don't have enough.
Linda, that happened to us whenever we grew up dirt poor. I mean, we lived on the west side of Marion, you know, and dirt poor. We lived off Silver Street there, and, you know, and one of the greatest joys when I was younger was we actually got adopted by the Christmas Clearinghouse. So from that day forward, I never forgot that, and I always tried to do a little something.
Right.
Whether it be get a name off a tree or something to try to give back to, you know, just because I appreciated that so much.
Right.
You know, and that was one of the biggest joys was when I seen those people bringing in some gifts, and then of course we had a nice dinner and everything, you know, they provided, and it just stuck with me, and it still sticks with me for the rest of my life. And, you know, I mean, but I totally understand what you're saying. I mean, it was a struggle for us. I mean, if we got two or three things, we were happy, but I guess growing up for us, it was weird. I was just telling someone the other day, we never really asked for a lot because we knew we didn't have a lot. So therefore, it's your whole perspective of, like, holidays and things get changed.
Right,
you know,
and you're right, because as children, you really don't know. Whatever you see on TV, oh, I want that, I want that, I want that. But you never knew what was going to be under the tree.
I was just saying
something
about the other day about vacations. Mm-hmm. We never asked about going on vacation because we knew we couldn't afford a vacation.
Wow.
So we never, I mean, I to be honest, I don't think I really even went to, like, an amusement park like Cedar Point or something. Maybe I was like 12, 13, 14 years old, maybe. Mm-hmm. Never really even had a car.
Right. Right.
We relied on the city bus or walked or, you know, or...
Right, right. And I'm sure, Terry, that there are many other people who feel the same way you feel.
Yeah.
That they just don't have that same feeling that they had because they've lost
loved
ones.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not trying to get off the topic here, you know, but yeah, it's... And the thing is, what also too is when you lose somebody like that, you know, and they're that important to you in your life, you know, make sure that you grieve the way that you feel you need to grieve, because a lot of times you'll get people that say, oh, you know, just pick yourself. Well, it's not just that easy to.
That's true.
You know, and I know I you know, it's kind of diverting from the topic here, but I went through several stages in my life. I went through the I'm mad at God stage. I went through the why me stage. I went through, you know, the whole nine yards. And then ultimately in the end, you just have to realize there is a plan, you know, and you just have to, you know, adhere to that plan, you know, and you know, it's tough, but like I say, but it does change your outlook on a lot of things, and this holiday season, as opposed to the last four or five holiday seasons, I mean, it's definitely going to be different for me. I mean, you know, but like I say, I try not to hamper anybody else's holidays.
Spirit,
yeah,
right,
right,
holiday
because
spirit.
I know it's still important to, you know, I have a lot of young people in my family. My niece just had a baby, so I'm
a
great nephew. He's a year and a half old, so yeah, so now, of course, we're all excited about him, because he's at that stage now to where he can kind of enjoy Christmas
right,
and things like that,
right.
So we're kind of upbeat looking forward to him, but, you know, a lot of times I sit back and think, boy, I wonder what my mom would do, you know, I mean, because she would love him, because, you know, her and my niece had a great relationship,
okay.
And, you know, and
okay.
And to see him, oh, I'm sure her eyes would just, she always wanted to be a great grand, I mean, she couldn't.
I bet, couldn't
yeah,
wait for
yeah,
that.
So, and my niece had him kind of late in life, so I don't think that, and she was considered at the time, I think, maybe a high-risk pregnancy, so
okay.
I don't know that she'd be, she was like 35, so.
Oh, okay,
yeah, so,
yeah, that's kind of
so,
up there.
Yeah,
yeah.
So.
Compared to
so
15.
He was definitely a blessing, I think, from, so that's why every day we kind of.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
so
kinda,
you found some joy in that.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. Like
great.
I say, I mean, it's something to kind of just take your mind off, you know, but a lot of times what gets me is, you know, when you live alone, you do a lot of thinking. And I'm always constantly thinking, you know, something will come up, I'll hear a song, or I'll just think back to some trips that we used to take, or
some good
you
times.
Know, or yeah, or some things that we used to do, and it just, you know, it just sparks those memories again, you know. And,
right, absolutely. And memories can
so,
be a good thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh yeah. And I try to keep them close to my heart, but then, like I say, also it's just a weird, you know, just a weird time, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
it is a weird time. I lost my mother. 25 years ago, you know,
yeah.
It's been a long time.
I mean, you get a different perspective. For me, I've gotten a different perspective in my life when you go up and you have to place like a Christmas wreath upon your mother's
grave.
Yeah, and then you're, you know, then you go out to your fiance, of course, you know, and there's so much that you didn't get to do, and, you know, I mean, I went through the stage with her, it's like, why couldn't I have been better, you know, what did I do wrong, and, you know, and
probably had nothing to do with
you know,
you at
just
all.
And I don't know, you know, I mean, but that I've woke up at night, you know, and I've asked myself those questions, you know, I mean, I've woke up literally sweating, saying, why didn't I do this, why didn't I do that, you know, and
but you may have a chance to do that again.
Yeah,
someone.
I mean, yeah, I don't
yeah.
know. I mean, you know, and that's why I said I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's if I want to venture out. You know, I mean, it's weird. Part of me says I think I'd like to try it again,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
then part of me says I still got that part that says, you know, is she looking down upon me? Like, am I doing her a disservice?
Oh
by,
no, no way.
You know, I
no
mean,
way.
That's why I'm coming.
Her time on Earth is over. You know, those memories that you have in your heart, you know, they're just
because I just don't want her to think that I forgot about her, because I obviously never will forget about her,
right.
You know.
I don't think she would think that anyway.
You know, and
but I just know that her part on Earth is over. I don't think, if you read Ecclesiastics, I think it's Ecclesiastics 4, it says the dead know not anything. So it's like they're gone.
Yeah.
You know, so I can't say that they're looking down upon us and wondering what we're doing and why we're doing things
right.
like that. I wouldn't want to die and still look down and have all those thoughts and feelings.
Sure,
you know what I'm
sure,
saying?
Sure, yeah.
So, I did hear you say this, that there is a plan.
Yeah.
And I believe God
yeah.
has a plan for all of us.
Yeah.
You know, not just what has passed, but your present and your future.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, Linda, when I was going through all these different stages, I was really skeptical about that. Because I'd heard that saying for such a long time, and I thought, well, what is his plan? Why would he take these two people that I loved more than anyone in the world? Why would he take them from me? You know, and of course, you know, there's no answer. You know, I mean, you don't have the answer. So, you know, I'm trying to put all these pieces to the puzzle together. And, of course, you're never going to, you know, because only he knows why.
That's true.
He did that, you know.
That's true.
And so, I mean, I spent many a night saying, you know, like I say, you know, was it because of this? Did I do that? You know, maybe I wasn't good, you know, and I'm trying to just piece all these things together to see if maybe, like I say, if I could have done something differently, would that have changed the outcome? Or, you know, I mean, I just... You have a million thoughts racing through your head. You
right,
know,
and there's some things to consider, like, well, maybe your heart was in the wrong place.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
your heart was too much there and not on your
right,
creator. You
right,
know?
Right.
That happens too, you
absolutely,
know what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Or maybe, not that you care too much, but, and that's possible, maybe you put them in the wrong place, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
Well, I thought maybe my priorities may have been, you know, may have been different.
And
you know?
A lot of our priorities are just not right, you know?
Yeah, and for me, a source of strength, too, that I also turned to, and she was not a pastor or anything, but my mom knew a lot about the Bible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So anytime I had a question, I could go to her.
Right.
And I knew she would know the answer or she would find the answer.
Right.
She was just... She was amazing in that sense. She was full of wisdom.
Okay.
I mean, to never have really been like an ordained or never even really go to church. I mean, she went to church a lot, but not really.
Not she, that you would think.
Right. She was amazing.
That I mean, she would know what she
yeah,
knew.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, she knew the definition of, you know, I mean, she would give you her definition, but it would pretty much be sometimes almost spot on with exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was amazing.
Yeah, God's wisdom.
You know, and so that's why I literally think she was here. She was sent here to do God's work. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't know how many times, especially around the holidays, that I would deliver milk and just stuff to girls I'd never even met before. But my mom had worked at the Salvation Army thrift store.
Okay.
And she friended a lot of these. And I was constantly taking... food and diapers.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I mean, and every time I'd say, well, Mom, you know, I mean, are they going to, you know, like, pay you back? Don't worry about it, you
right.
know, just, so.
Well, that's what's
and
about.
I think she was thinking, and I hope it happened for her. She was going to get her reward in heaven.
Oh,
so.
Of course.
So.
Let me ask you this question. You said your mother was a source of wisdom,
yeah.
God's wisdom.
For me.
For you.
Yeah.
And probably anybody that would ask her.
Yeah.
You know, it was
yeah.
she had that.
Yeah.
So where do you think she got that from?
Well, when she was younger, her family was really church-oriented, you know, and things like that. And she was also a reader a lot. She read a lot. Yeah, she read a lot. And so, I mean, like I said, I could literally go to her. Like, she would throw out these kind of random phrases, you know, or random thoughts, you know, from the... And I'd say, well, what's that mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she would break it down for me. And like I say, pretty much it was like spot on to what... I mean, but it was her version of it,
mm-hmm.
but it also kind of...
It was his work.
In essence, yeah, it was, yeah.
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
if it was just... Because I remember the one thing that sticks with me, and it was later in her life here, was that there was a gentleman that went to work for her,
mm-hmm.
you know, where she was working at. And him and his wife, I think, had divorced or separated or something. And he was going... He wanted to be known by a different name instead of the name that that everybody knew him as.
Right.
And my mom said, that's what you call a false prophet. And I said, really? And maybe it is, you know, but it was her version of it,
of
you know.
A false prophet,
yeah.
absolutely.
And she said that anyone that does something like that,
mm-hmm.
she said, that's considered in the eyes of, you know, as a false prophet, because you're claiming to be something
that you're not,
you know.
Right.
And so she broke that down for me, and, you know, and I, like I say, another thing I remember, you know, and it kind of relates a little bit to her, was I had my house, and we had a gentleman that she worked with come over and paint it,
mm-hmm.
and she had told him, she said, Bill, she said, you don't look good. She said, if you went to the doctor, and said, no, the next week he goes to the doctor, cancer, dies in 2 days.
Wow.
She knew that.
Wow.
She told him, you need to go to the doctor.
Mm-mm-mm.
2 days later.
He was gone?
He had massively, like, lung cancer, just, you know, heavy smoker, you
right,
know.
Right, right. Had eaten him up.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
bad. I mean, it's like one of them things that, And ultimately, what got her was she worried about everybody else's health, and she took her own health for granted.
Yeah, that happens.
But she was more worried about you getting to the doctor and making mm-hmm. sure you were okay than
herself.
Yeah,
yeah.
So.
I get that.
Yeah.
So have you tried to read the Bible?
Yeah, I've talked to a friend of mine, you know, who's heavily involved in it too, and he's gave me some passages and stuff to read. So okay. I kind of glance at it once in a while. I look on my phone maybe, you know, once in a while, and kind of read some different, if I'm in a hurry or something, and
right.
just kind of, or if I'm curious about something to see what something,
right,
you know, what, but like I say, around the holidays, I usually try to read one or two passages, you know, just kind of holiday related, but just something to get me through also
right.
too, you know, because
right.
that to get me over that hump or whatever. And it's just, I don't know, like I say, it's just tough. I mean, you know, maybe it's, I don't know if it's just me or, if, you know, I mean, some people have had their parents gone longer. So now they've kind of, you know, kind of gotten, I don't want to say gotten over it, but they've, you know, they got other stuff to.
Right. Because life does go on.
Sure.
It does go on.
And like I say, I want to say, you know, I'm not here to take away from anybody's good time or anything
right.
like that.
I do
and,
think
know.
About my parents, and I do miss them both.
Sure,
you know, they
sure.
die within a year of one another.
Yeah.
So, of course, but I am a Bible reader. In my past, I was more of a avid Bible reader.
Okay.
But I would suggest Psalms and Proverbs. I would suggest that to you
okay.
because that's where the wisdom is.
Okay.
That's
okay.
exactly where it is.
All right.
From the first verse to the last verse of both of those chapters. You're talking about King David and his son Solomon. He does the Proverbs. But it just lets us know and understand that without God, we're nothing.
Right.
None
right,
of
right.
us are nothing without Him.
Yeah.
Nor can we lead our own life.
Right, right.
And see, that source of information was there as an example for you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Something for you, like you said, pick up and hold on to.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it would be Christ Himself and not so much your mom.
Right, right,
but
right.
you always hear her voice. I still hear my brother's
man.
Voice.
My sister, it's so weird. My sister, one of her last voice messages that she saved, and to this day she still has it, is my mom.
Okay, okay.
So,
okay, I don't have that.
She plays
still.
That like you know, right. every week or so, once a week,
just to hear her voice.
Yeah.
I can hear mine anyway.
Yeah, and I just
she told
well,
me.
Oh gosh, I mean, last week was really bad. I mean, you know, there was a couple of times at work I had to just kind of, you know, go off to the side,
right.
you know, by myself, and just kind of
right.
get my composure, and you know, and
were you the only son?
Yeah, I had two sisters.
Boy.
Yeah, I was. You know, like I said,
that's a little harder.
Yeah, like I say, and of course, it's one of the things. For a long time, you don't really want to admit it, but then the more you think about it, absolutely,
yeah,
you were. You know,
boy.
Absolutely,
yes,
I was. Yeah,
yes, it was.
I really
wow.
was. You know, I mean, I thought the world of my mom, and you know.
Let me see who's calling here. I got my glasses on, so I can see. My goodness. Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Hey, Linda and Terry, I know I heard what you guys were saying on there. I know how you feel, Terry, because I lost my brother back. It was like, you know, like every birthday that comes up, he died around my birthday, so I know how really hard it is, you know, and I had an uncle that died my stepdad, he died around Thanksgiving, so the holidays are at my house are pretty tough too, you know.
Right, Terry.
So I know what you guys are going through, you know, and my dad, my stepdad, he didn't care about the, like some people do today, about the race, you know, about all this hatred that's going on in the world. You know, my stepdad was a black man, and he didn't care about white, black, whatever. He, you know, and when he got with my mom, he knew that I was, you know, and a white kid, and, you know, and he didn't care about that. All he cared about was having a roof over our head, food on our table, and clothes on our back, and our bills paid, you know, and I do, you know, commend him on that, you know. Because he didn't care about what people care about today.
Right, I understand that.
And I wish a lot of other people would feel that same way, you know?
Yeah.
Oops.
I know what you guys are going through. I just figure I'd call in and, you know.
Well, Well, thank you for your call. And we hope things get better for you. We really do.
Have a good Christmas, you guys.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you, too.
Can you plug these in? I don't know where these plug in. Oh, wait, right here.
Wow, that was a caller. He was sympathizing with you, Terry, because he was going through the same thing, similar things. And about missing his mom and how his... Well, I just knew that was a good subject to really talk mm-hmm. about during this holiday season, because a lot of people are going through that and they're feeling this dismay because, you know, their loved ones are not there. And he said his stepdad didn't even care that he was a white kid. He just cared about the family as being a whole and things like that. And that's what matters. Yeah. We're all people.
Absolutely.
No matter what color we are.
Yeah, absolutely. We're all put here for a purpose.
Right.
And, you know.
We all come here the same way. Through mm-hmm. birth, we all leave here dying.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We may leave, you know, die different deaths, but we still have to die to leave this
absolutely.
World.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So... we're so glad that you called in.
Thank you.
We're encouraging other people to call in. The telephone number is 740-383-9944. And we know that this holiday season, and we know that a lot of people are suffering and trying to find some type of joy.
Yeah, and it's tough, you know. I mean, it's tough for a lot of people, you know, that if you've been in that situation and you've lost somebody, but please don't go to any, you know, any major... I mean, where it comes to where, like, maybe you would think about taking your, you know...
Your own life.
Yeah, don't do anything like that. I
right.
mean, because for that, there's help available, you know, for you know, things like that. But just try to find something that you can, that gives you joy. That,
right.
That kind of just will help you get through this. You can still grieve and, you know, but just something maybe to kind of... To
right.
kind of, to kind of help you get through. Like I say, you know, one thing that's kind of helped me a little bit is I told you earlier, my niece just had a baby, and so
right,
he's a year and a half old. So now I've of course, you know, we're showering him with a lot of attention. So that's kind of helped to help ease the burden, excuse me, a little bit, but it's still...
Right.
You know, of course, their memories are still with me no matter what, you
that's
know.
That's true. Now, my guest I had on yesterday, Tennille Nickler, she said, number one, try to find something each day to have joy about. And she talked about this, the winter blahs and the holiday blues.
Yes, yes.
And the weather is changing. It's cold outside. She said her family doesn't even like to go out in the cold, but it's mm-hmm. sort of a making themselves
yeah.
do something different, you know.
Well, then, of course, the last couple of years we've had, not only have we had, you know, like our loved ones, you know, but of course, as far as really even doing anything, we've been stricken with COVID, so we
right.
really we're really confined to the house.
That's true. That's so,
so
true.
So we have to do something to occupy ourselves, and you know, because now not only are we thinking about the loved ones we've lost, but we have this deadly
virus
to think about, you know, as well too.
And that keeps mutating.
Yes, into different, you know, so. I don't know, but you know, that's like I say. Those are just my memories, and I don't want to. I'm not here to hamper anybody else's.
I think this is a help for other people.
Yeah. Oh,
that are going
I hope
through
so.
The same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I hope so, because I mean, it's like I say, it's really tough for me, and I mean, you know, I mean, it's tough all year, but especially this time of year.
Yes, absolutely.
It's even tougher, you know, just to.
Right.
To try to get through, so.
And it's one of the hardest times of the year.
Yeah, it is,
especially
yes.
for people who are by themselves
sure,
and
sure.
Have recently lost a loved one, or like you said, maybe a few years back and still really have not recovered over mm-hmm. it, you know. And all I can say is I had to find my solace in the Lord and in His Word and encourage myself that way. And I still have to encourage myself about life and moving on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because life is hard at best.
Oh, yeah.
It
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
And it's short.
It is. And, you really have to make do with the time that you have. You have
yes,
to,
you do.
Know, you have to do the best you can in the time that you have.
That's true.
You know, and for me, you know, there's sometimes I think, am I ever going to, you know, like I told you earlier, I'm always asking myself, you know, should I do it? Because am I doing her a disservice by trying to move on? Am I, you know?
I think she would want you to be happy,
so.
Terry. I mean, if it was the shoe was on the other foot and you were the one that left.
Of course, I'd be angry if she didn't, you know.
There
I mean,
you go.
You know, I
there
mean,
you
but,
go.
You know, I mean, I don't know. It was just, because it was the first time in my life that I'd never been very serious before as far as yeah, because I didn't have very many relationships, and, you know, and this one I was really serious with, and, you know, and like I say, she was a real joy. I mean, and then just
you two looked good together.
Yeah,
yes,
and it
did.
Was an instant. It was gone, you know, and it was like everything, you know, 4 or 5 years that we were together, we had great times, and then all of a sudden,
her health failed.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
It was a short process.
It was.
Maybe not as long as you would have liked for it to have been, but it was a short process.
Yeah.
And we don't understand the ways of God. We just really don't.
Well, like I told you, I spent forever, you know, trying to piece the puzzle, you know, trying to put the pieces, you know, what was it? Was it because of this? You know, was it because, and, you know, of course, you're never going to figure that out.
No, you're not.
But, you know, I mean, you come up with theories and philosophies and, you know, and just all kinds of things. And you're never going to know the answer.
And another thing she suggested for people, stay off social media.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, you know, what I did do, and once again, this is probably not the best thing for everybody, is, of course, when it first happened, the first couple of years, I sat at home, and I just really did nothing. So, of course, then what you do is you indulge, you eat, you know, before you know, my weight's out. It's still out of control now, but it was really out of control. And I just, you know, I mean, I could feel myself, you know, really just having a hard time and
indulging.
Yeah, so
way more than you should have.
Oh, absolutely.
In that area.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the other thing she says, get out the house, get around people, you know, go to the coffee shop, order some coffee, sit there and drink your coffee or whatever, you know, because we have to somehow move on and learn to enjoy every moment God has given us to be in the land of the living.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Because we only get one life.
Absolutely. And of course, looking back now, I mean, you know, maybe I would have done things a little differently. You know, I don't know. But like I say, I mean, I tried to do the best that I possibly could, but
your heart was there. Your heart was broken.
I don't know. It's just, like I say, it's just a weird feeling. Like I say, especially around the holidays, you just, You put everything in perspective, and, you know, you, like I say, now I think we're going to return the calendar. What's tomorrow, December, for, you know, and it just happens to me every time this time of year, and I just,
wow,
you know, I like I say, I've already ordered the wreath or whatever. I'll take it up to where my mom's at, and it's just, it's so tough to have to visit her there, you know, instead of not having her here, because, like I say, she always loved Christmas, so.
You know, Terry, I don't mean any disrespect to my mother or my father or my belated husband. I do not visit graveyards.
Yeah.
And maybe that's how I can go on because
sure.
I...
Well, you know, Linda, my sisters are the same way. And I don't go, and I feel terrible about this, but I don't go maybe as much as I should. But I try to go at least like once or twice, you know, once a week at least. I try to...
That may be too much.
Try to go there, you know. But my sister and I talked to her about it one day, and she said they have all the memories of our mom, you know, and they said that's why they really don't need to...
Once a week may be too much.
Yeah,
you need to try to critique that back some. So, just a suggestion.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that's going to help. But, you know, you're out there pouring your heart out, and, you know, they can't hear you. They're gone. Try to pour your heart out to God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let him know where you are, what you're feeling, why you're feeling it.
Yeah.
You know. Because he will answer.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like I say, a lot of times at night, you know, like I say, I've asked myself and I've asked him as well, too. You know, I mean, you know, is there ever going to be anybody out there again for me? Or should I even try to pursue anybody else? Or, you know, I mean, what did I do to, you know, to lose those guys? And, you know,
it wasn't that you did anything to lose them. All of our days are numbered on this earth.
You know, which, I mean, you take my mom, like I say, she'd really never been sick before.
Mm-hmm.
And then once she got to the 65, she was just, the rest of her life, she was just sick, you know, and passed away at 71.
And that's sad, but it was her time.
Yeah.
It was her time, you know.
And even, like I told you, the doctor had told her, she said, if you would have taken care of this problem 20 years ago.
Maybe so.
But she was just the type of person that she worried about everybody else's health instead of
didn't take care of herself.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she just...
And that's also a lesson we can learn from her. Mm-hmm. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Because no one else will if you don't.
Don't take anything for granted. I mean, if you see a spot, of course, or anything, you know, just make sure you get it.
Yeah, take care of yourself. You know, and that was something else she talked about yesterday. I just really enjoyed her and the tips that she left, you know. Like she said, you know, get out and walk.
Sure.
If it's just 10 minutes a day, you know, but I don't think, me personally, I would frequent the cemetery. I think I would decrease that the best I could. And if it took me praying, mm-hmm. getting out the Bible, reading, mm-hmm. I think I would try to replace it with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because God, He's married to the broken heart, the contrite spirit. You know, He knows where you are. He knows exactly where you are, and He's the only one who can help you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, He's the only one who can give you strength to overcome certain things in our life, because we get stuck on the person, which is His creation, but He is the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and life and death is in the power of His hands. You know, even Michelle. I like Michelle.
Yeah.
You know, she always put a plus in our little parties we had and everything like that. She mm-hmm. made sure we always had an abundance of goodies to eat and
stuff like that. Yeah.
She was just really a nice, fun-loving person.
Mm-hmm.
And you two looked it like a nice couple together.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah,
really did.
Yeah.
I even came to her.
Yeah.
Her wake.
Yeah.
You know, down there.
Yeah.
I sure did.
Yeah, you did.
And I'm sorry that happened. I just really am. But I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to those who are listening. Try to put God in that position, because He knows where you are. Only He knows. Only God looks on the heart.
Mm-hmm.
We can't see one another's heart.
Right.
Sometimes we can judge by our actions,
sure,
you know.
Sure.
But God looks on the heart. And He wants you well. He wants you happy. He wants you to enjoy your life, the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, He don't want us to stay stuck. He is the solution.
And that's, I mean, it's funny you say that. And that's the way I feel this time of year, is I always feel like I'm in that rut, you know.
Right,
and
right.
I always look and say, am I ever going to get out of this, you know. And
right.
How do I get out of this? And, you know, and that's why, like I say, I've turned to Him a couple of times and said, you know, what do I do, basically? I mean,
right.
Should I be doing this? Should I be, you know. And,
right, right. Well, start, when you ask Him questions, pick up His word.
So,
believe it or not. He can take you to scriptures and give you the answer. And you thought, wow,
yeah,
is this real?
Yeah. You know, well, a lot of times I've seen Him, you know, like just simple things. And it's like, well, the answer is right under your nose.
Yeah,
you know?
It's right there. Like, wow, Lord, thank you.
Yeah,
you know,
so,
yeah.
You know, and which I, you know, even though I went through those trials and tribulations, I still never really doubted Him.
Good.
But I just, at the time, of course, you know, and I don't know if I'm the only one, maybe I am, but, you know.
No, you're not the only one.
You go through that, and you're angry, and you're, you know, I mean. But I still got to the point where I never really doubted Him. I just was.
You just didn't want to go to Him for what you
right.
were feeling,
yeah,
and things like that.
My feelings that, you know, I thought, you know, at one time I thought, you know, like I told you, why would you do this to me? I mean, what did I do? I mean, you know, and. So then you start just critiquing everything, you know. And
yeah, and we can't do that.
So
at least we have to learn how not to do that, because if there was something we could have done to stop it, we would have done it.
Right.
You know,
well,
and I'm sure you was trying to be
sure.
by her side and to comfort Michelle. And even after losing your mom, you probably knew she was sick and wouldn't go to the doctor. Maybe you were trying to persuade her
mm-hmm.
to go take
yeah.
it herself or whatever. But it was still up to them.
Right.
It was still
right,
up to
right.
just like it's up to you now. It's up
yeah.
to me now to take care of
well,
myself.
Well, like I say, somebody was talking at work the other day, and I said, you know what? I said, I really honestly haven't put up a Christmas tree in like 5 or 6 years. You know, it just doesn't have the same meaning to me. You know, I mean, it's just one of those little things. But, you know, I mean, the same with, you know, I was looking forward to the second half of my Thanksgiving there. I was talking to you before we came on the air, got canceled because, you know, my dad had some problems with his furnace and things like that. So my other sister, her side of the family, couldn't be with us on Thursday. So
mm-hmm.
she was going to be with us on Friday because
right.
she has a my nephew, they have different visitation, you know, things like that. So he was going to be with his dad's family. Okay. And then she was going to get him on. So we were just going to have it on Friday.
Right.
And it, of course, we weren't able to. And that was kind of devastating for me as well, too, you know, because I was so looking forward to seeing him. And, you know, because, I mean, she understands, too. I've had some really good talks with her, and, you know, she's kind of set me straight, you know, but it's just never the same. Like I say, when you're divorced or whatever, it's totally different, because the person's still on earth, even though you may not like them, or, you know, I mean, you can still see them.
And that depends, because a divorce is like a death too.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the
relationship that you had and the relationship you carry on, if you carry it on.
Yeah, I mean, but physically that person's still here.
Yeah, they're still here.
You know, but when a person passes, I mean, it's...
Yeah, that's more fine. Or at least you would think that way.
Right, you know, and I don't know. Like I say, maybe I just need to, you know, to come to the
realization. Find something this holiday different than you've been doing.
In the past, yeah.
Just push yourself to do something different. So. Find some joy just in this day that God has brought you to this day.
Sure.
Find something today that you can be happy about.
Okay.
Continue to take care of yourself. When you have doubt, go to Him. He has the answers.
Sure.
I wish I had them all.
So,
I don't know. I lost my husband. He was, 35 years old?
Jeez, wow. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
from
Michelle,
a rare disease?
Yeah, Michelle was 46, so yeah. I can,
yeah.
You know.
Left me with two children to continue to raise.
Yeah.
You know? And it hurt, but there was nothing I could do. I mean, I did my best. I tried.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I begged. I pleaded for him to stop his...
Sure.
Whatever he was doing, but he wasn't.
Right.
It caused his death.
Yeah.
It took his life.
Yeah.
And how many of us are dealing with that?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
But I just couldn't stop living.
Right.
I had to move on.
Yeah. It was like me. I mean, I've never came to the point to where I thought that I wanted to end my life, but it's just been a hard struggle. You know,
of course, you haven't ended it that way, but
right.
Don't end it the other way.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So there's,
I mean,
more
mentally,
than one way, right?
Mentally,
to look
I
got
to check myself back in, because
yes.
Mentally, I checked out like 5 years
ago. There you
go. You know,
so Carrie's going to try to check back in, everybody.
So.
Hopefully, you have enjoyed our conversation. Thank you for the call. We are out of time, Terry.
Oh.
Till next time, be blessed. There is a singles holiday bash this Saturday, 6:30 at the Harding Hotel. Game, food, and fun. Bring a $10 gift, female or male. So hope to see you then. Happy holidays, people.
Take care.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the place for the holiday season. For legendary actress and voice of Ursula in Disney's The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
"'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house the creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled out of bed, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday.